I'm redoing some stuff in the studio, and I'm going to be holding my microphone like this today. Just go with it, all right? Welcome, all fellow wannabes. Welcome to the channel. My name is Gabriel Fast, and I do, in fact, claim to be the wannabe critic. You're watching my next Foo Fighters review. We're reviewing Sonic Highways. Now, if you've been paying attention to anything I've been creating, you know, at any point in time, you would know that I had started this series on a previous channel, but now I'm putting those reviews on this channel and kind of making this channel just a music review type channel. Obviously, I've had, you know, one interview, and there's going to be things, you know, moving forward on the channel, you know, like having guests on and things like that, because this is also a podcast. You can also peep the other projects that we're working on you know, the main YouTube channel, the main Wannabe Critic channel. So there's that. But today, let's get into the main topic of our video today, which is, in fact, the Foo Fighters follow-up to Wasting Light, which is, in fact, Sonic Highways. Sonic Highways also shared the same name with the HBO series that Dave Grohl was working on, and it was a really cool concept. Basically, the Foo Fighters went to a different city, interviewed musicians from those specific cities, kind of got, you know, I guess the lore of the city, the history, the background of the city, and then they would go to a famous recording studio within that city, and then they would cut a song there without really any preparation or anything, you know, other than what they had gone off of for the basically that week they had been there, or however long it was like a week or, you know, a few days, something like that. It wasn't a very long amount of time that they had to be there, get the information, and then cut the song there. So needless to say, this Foo Fighters record is a little bit different. Now, you know, the first time I heard this album, I wasn't crazy about it. There were songs on it that I did enjoy. I think there are some really good solid tracks on the record, but for the most part, it fell kind of flat. And I didn't really, you know, replay it a ton. But now, a few years later, you know, I've since changed my tune a little bit. Now, whenever Wasting Light came out in 2011, which if you've listened to my review or watched my review on that, you know that I love that record. You know that it's like my favorite Foo Fighters album. I take that back. Like, The Color and Shape is probably my favorite album ever. So does that automatically make it my favorite Foo Fighters album? I don't know. I kind of consider those two things separately. I think, you know, if I had said The Color and Shape was my favorite at one point in time, that you know, Wasting Light, man, that's hard. That's a hard one to talk, you know, that's a hard one to, like, balance out, because I think they both do different things. Let's just say they're tied. They're both tied for my favorite Foo Fighters record, well, as I like The Color and Shape as, like, my favorite album of all time. Does that make sense? I don't know. We're just going to go with it. But like I said, after the follow-up, you know, this is basically the follow-up to Wasting Light, which was such a huge hit, was really such a kind of a reinvigoration of sorts for the Foo Fighters, and it really was kind of the jumping off point for me to be able to kind of get into the band. So needless to say, you kind of have a lot of hype that follows that album. So when Sonic Highways came out and I just wasn't that into it, and then come to realize that really it seemed like Dave Grohl was kind of focusing on other things during that time, it really didn't seem to be that much about the music. And I get it, you know, kind of balancing two. You want your projects to go hand in hand as much as possible, but at the same time, you kind of want to, I think you would kind of want to make sure the success does follow. I don't know. I don't really remember this album getting a ton of critical acclaim aside from the documentary series, which is kind of interesting because, you know, you look at Sonic Highways, you look at Sound City, which was also a really cool project. And I think, you know, the success of Sound City might have made Dave Grohl think, oh, well, I can do the exact same thing with my own band and do this thing all over the country. But at the end of the day, it just seems like it's a little more stressful than I, you know, seems like it might have been a little more stressful on the musicians to make this happen, you know, week after week. And I mean, obviously, they're touring musicians. They've had practice doing these things, but at the same time, it just feels like this would have been a completely different process. And honestly, whenever it comes to the music, you can kind of hear it. Now, that being said, there are some really good songs on this album. I'm not saying this is a bad album. I'm just saying, you know, whenever it came out in 2014, it didn't really hit me the same way that Wasting Light did. I was expecting something differently. I was expecting something different. So let's go song by song. So you have Something from Nothing, which is obviously, you know, a banger of a song. It's an awesome album, an awesome intro. It's the intro, it's, you know, it's the theme music to the documentary series that shares the same name. Just a, you know, solid kind of beginning to the record, in my opinion. And, you know, one that's like, you know, you can really get down. It seems like kind of a, you know, Wasting Light-esque vibe to it. You know, it feels kind of in the same vein. Then we move on to The Feast and the Famine, which is a lot different than what they usually do. It kind of feels a little more punkish, you know what I mean? And I can't remember exactly which, you know, which cities all of these songs ended up being from or which cities, you know, correlate to each song. I haven't watched the documentary series in a long time. But, you know, it's an interesting song, but it doesn't quite... It'd be an interesting song, like, on its own. Like, these all feel like songs that would do well, like, on an EP or, you know, these songs just don't talk very well to each other throughout the entire album, in my opinion. So, like, to go from Something to Nothing to The Feast and the Famine, it feels kind of a strange transition. Then The Feast and the Famine to Congregation feels, you know, the third track being Congregation, feels a little bit more natural to me, because you have a certain level of theatrics and you have like just a lot of layered, you have a lot of layers within all of this music. And obviously I think they're working with different people in different recording studios trying to come up with different sounds, and it shows, which means, you know, whenever you sit down with the producer, you know, and I'm not saying that the lead producer wasn't present for all of these things. I'm just saying that the different influences that were there during that particular time in the studio in those cities is going to directly influence the outcome. But I feel like The Feast and the Famine and Congregation talk to each other pretty well. And I have to say, I like those songs on their own. It just doesn't flow well, you know, one right after the other. You know, Something to Nothing, Feast and the Famine. And I said before, Feast and Famine and Congregation go together. But then What Did I Do / God Is My Witness, that's another one, kind of just an off-the-wall idea. And I get it. They're gathering inspiration from the places they're in, and they're trying to, you know, make music that's interesting and make music that sounds different. But is making things sound so different a good thing whenever you're trying to make a cohesive album? I don't know. I mean, I almost consider this as like, you know, I don't know. I feel like they could have done like two EPs with this, and then we wouldn't have like gauged it so hard or like judged it so hard. It's like, oh, this is the eighth Foo Fighters record. You know what I mean? Then you have Outside, which is right after What Did I Do / God Is My Witness, which I'm not saying that, you know, that previous song isn't a good song. It is a good song, and it's beautiful, actually. I think, you know, it really just speaks to the talent and the songwriting and just the whole production overall. Outside, which is the fifth track, feels like more of a classic type vibe to it, like more of a classic rock type vibe. And honestly, it's one of my, you know, probably my one of my sleeper picks on this record as being one of my favorites, but I kind of forget about it. This one feels the most Foo Fighter-y, you know, besides Something from Nothing, in my opinion. This one feels like the band might have been more into it. It just has a certain groove, has a certain vibe. I love it. Then you have track 6, which is In the Clear, which does have kind of like more of like a Rick, again, you know, kind of like more of like a dad rocky, like Rick Springfield-y type vibe to it a little bit within The Clear. Not saying that's a bad thing if you like Rick Springfield. It's catchy, you know, it keeps the attention. It's very theatrical. You got like, you know, the real triumphant guitars and kind of like the choral, like, you know, it feels good. It's a good song, I would say. Then you lead into Subterranean, which I feel like is one of the ugly ducklings on this record. I think it's good. It's pretty, for sure. It's just so different. It's so different from the rest of them. But I do have to say, it leads into I Am a River, you know, really, really well. I Am a River, I believe, was about New York City. So whenever you have that in mind, you kind of have that really almost like legendary vibe within the song, whenever you're thinking of like, oh, this has to be big, it has to be great, you have to associate greatness with this song that is about New York. I mean, the only other song that I can think of, you know, there's a lot of songs about New York, but I mean, think about like the Alicia Keys and Jay-Z song, right? Empire State of Mind. Like, you associate that song with New York City. You know what I mean? You associate that song with greatness. And I feel like that's what they tried to do here with I Am a River. And I think it's a great song. I really, really do. It's probably the best song on the album other than Something from Nothing. And, you know, it is long, but I think it definitely serves its purpose as kind of being standout and having like a certain finality to it. The one thing I can say about this album is they tried to do different things on every single song. And while I didn't really appreciate that the first few times I listened to it back whenever it first came out, I'm starting to come around to it more. And I think this album is going to age pretty well because of the diversity found here. That being said, it is, you know, it does take a little bit, I think, for it to grow on you. And I do think after, you know, I had listened to the album and then watched the documentary, I think that it ends up meaning more after you watch the documentary and you try and get the background on these songs and try and really get the full story. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's anywhere close to being, you know, one of their best albums, but there's no denying that there are good songs here. The level of production and musicianship is just, you know, there's no denying that it's there. So there's that. As far as a score goes, I think I'm gonna have to actually go 8 out of 10. I think there's a lot of good here. I think the biggest thing that I knock it for, and really, you know, that I would take 2 points for being, is these songs don't flow well together. You could put this album on shuffle and get the same effect, but like I think you could, because they are just so singular with their ideas and what they're trying to go for. So at the end of the day, you know, it just doesn't flow well as an album, even though the songs are all pretty good. So that's my review of Sonic Highways. I hope I made sense. I like to talk. It's easier to, like, kind of, you know, ramble on a little bit more whenever you're actually holding the microphone, and I don't know what to do with my other hands. I talk with my hands a lot, as you know. But yeah, here we are, Sonic Highways. Let me know what you thought in the comments below. I'd really appreciate it. As I said before, I'm kind of moving some stuff around in the studio to make it a little bit easier for me to make stuff and just make sense. It's actually kind of funny. Literally right next to my camera, there's a computer screen. There's a monitor that you can't see. Trying to get some things kind of switched around, and, you know, hopefully it'll be a little more efficient around here. So make sure you stay tuned. If you have a request for band that you'd like me to review, definitely let me know in the comments below. I'll definitely give it consideration. I have a whiteboard. You can't see it, but that's where I put all my ideas. That's where I put all my requests, and eventually I will get to it. So please let me know. I'd be more than happy to do that. As I said before, make sure you check out our other stuff. Make sure you check out all the other podcasts and all the other stuff we got going on here. It'd mean the world. If you're an audio listener, sometimes this doesn't make sense, but before you go, check this out. Hey there! So, you have stumbled onto one of the many projects that we have over at Wannabe Critic Productions. This just happens to be the music project. I review music, and I have ideas to do other things music-related on the YouTube channel and the podcast. I just have to say thank you so much for checking it out. I really, really appreciate it. But if you want to check out more stuff that we have going on over on our, you know, various projects, I encourage you to go check out some of the projects in the description down below, whether it be our YouTube channel where we post podcasts. There's going to be Let's Plays, there's reviews, there's interviews, there's all kinds of things over there. But we've kind of morphed it to be a kind of catch-all for all the different things that we do other than music. So I encourage you to go check that out. That being said, though, thank you so much for listening today or watching today. I really appreciate it. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. Make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on podcast services, make sure you leave us a review. I would really appreciate it, and it would help, you know, keep me relevant. So I am Gabriel Fast. I will always be the Wannabe Critic.